Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Awakening Self Radio, the evening meditation and inspiration show. I'm your host, Reverend Connie Habash. And tonight, in honor of the new season up here in the Northern Hemisphere in California, where I live, we're stepping into spring. We'll be doing a special meditation just for the experience of bringing that springtime alive within us. I hope that you are enjoying some signs of spring wherever you are. I don't know if you're, you know, just starting to see the snow melt. Some of you are actually getting new winter storms coming in right now. But here, spring is absolutely alive and vibrant everywhere around. A lot of flowers blooming and greenery and needing to pull weeds from my garden. And the hills are all green, which is always lovely here in California. It is a very vibrant, alive, energizing, and creative time of year, as you may have noticed. The spring reminds us that everything blooms, everything comes alive again, that death is only temporary. And throughout our lives, we go through a lot of little deaths, and we go through many winters, and spring always comes again afterwards. So it's always that reminder that we are born anew. There's always much to live for. There's always some creative energy within us that wants to express something, that wants to bloom and come alive. And on that note, I want to share with you a quote. I have a couple things to read to you tonight for inspiration. But this is a quote by Howard Thurman. Don't ask what the world needs. Ask what makes you come alive and go do it. Because what the world needs is more people who have come alive. So spring is a reminder for you to ask that in yourself. What makes you come alive? And what is coming alive in you? And that's calling you forth to do that, to bring that joy, that creativity, that aliveness, that expressiveness out into the world. So we'll be exploring that a little bit with our meditation tonight. I'm going to light a candle, and you're welcome to do so with me. As we're taking this time to honor this glorious season, a season of vibrant green and flowers and bunnies. It's no surprise that the Christian celebration of Easter, that seems to have been associated with bunnies, it came from the original spring equinox celebrations, because they celebrated fertility, right? Rebirth, and there's not too many animals more fertile than rabbits. And of course, chicks, birds right now, nesting and to bring their new life into the world. So, find what makes you come alive. We're going to tune into that in our inner self, because spring is all about that rebirth. In the winter, we gestate. In the winter, we let that start to germinate within us. And we go within and we quiet ourselves on the outside so we can start to hear that voice inside of what wants to come alive in the spring. So it's time now for the sprouts to be coming up, or at least plant the seeds now, because they will be sprouting soon. So if you are not already seated comfortably, I invite you to do that. I have my candle lit. And we'll ring the bell 3 times. And let your eyes close. Allowing yourself to breathe deeply. You feel your feet on the floor if you're sitting in a chair, or maybe you're sitting cross-legged on the floor. You could certainly lie down as well, but there's always the chance that you might fall asleep. And definitely a springtime meditation is about being awake. Because everything is waking up, including your divine self within. And that's what I always focus on this radio show, is awakening the divine within us. So let yourself be awake inside and outside. Feel that connection to the earth. So from your belly, that you extend roots down to your legs and your feet and to your tailbone. And those roots go deep down into the earth, connecting to the Divine Mother that supports us in this lifetime, that supports all life on the planet, our Earth Mother. Feel that energy begin to rise up through your legs, into your body. That energy of the earth that is bringing everything alive right now in the Northern Hemisphere. It's nourishing all in the little sprouts and awakening the seeds and reaching up to the light of the sun. The sun is growing now. Its light is growing. Right, we're getting longer days, and spring equinox is the point in which the light overtakes the dark. So days have now become longer than nights again. And it is the symbol of our conscious awakening. We've now stepped out of the unconscious and into the conscious, into the outwardly expressing. That we're bringing forth what was in our unconscious, our deep inner self, outward into the world in spring. That which is coming alive in us. So feel that earth energy coming up into you, all the way up through the central energy channel in the body, which goes from the tailbone up to the crown of the head. And feel that sacred earth energy radiant and flowing out from the central energy channel or the core out through the body. A vibrant light. Feel it moving into all the cells of your being. And even extending beyond your physical body out into your energy body around you. About 2 to 3 feet. Visualize and feel that sacred energy from the earth rising up through your roots, up into your center and your belly, and up through your energy channel. And then emitting out through your whole body. feeling it, feeling your energy body or energy field around you. Until you feel filled within and surrounded by a sacred light. And now I'd like for you to connect to your heart center in the center of the chest. Feeling that space there. That place where spirit calling to you. Just take a few moments to breathe and to feel the center of your chest. Feel the sensations there. Feel the sense of that higher self, divine self, calling to you, longing to express something through your heart. Through that heart. There may be emotion with this, a sensation, or a feeling of anticipation. And I'd like for you to imagine that that divine self gives you a symbol of a flower as a symbol of your sacred expression, what wants to express through you in the world, what wants to come alive in you. So let this image of a flower come to you now. Trust whatever comes. Just notice what kind of flower it is. Is it a rose, a dahlia, an orchid, a daffodil, jasmine? Could be anything. Just see what kind of flower it is and what color it is. Does it have a fragrance? And how open is it? Is it still a bud? Is it in the process of opening? Is it wide open? Is it maybe the end of its opening phase? Let's see. And see the stem of this flower and visualize it going down into the earth and see its roots down the plant or whatever it is. It might just have kind of a stem like a daffodil, or maybe if it's a rose, it's a part of this plant that's extending down into the earth and the roots are deeply embedded there. Receiving that nourishment. This is your flower of expression. Part of you that's reborn now and is coming alive now in the season of spring. Thank you. And now you can ask this flower anything you want. You can ask this flower about what wants to come alive in you. How does it want to express in this world at this time in your life? How you can go about expressing that if you receive a clear answer. Maybe you already know what it is that's coming alive in you. And ask it to show you images of how to bring that into the world. It can give you words of inspiration. And feel that flower there in your heart. Notice how it feels having that flower in the center of your chest, your heart. Open, receptive, just like the flower is open to receive the sun. Let yourself receive whatever messages come to you. Trust what comes. Try not to judge it. Try not to figure it out. Open to hearing what's coming alive in you. Stay present. Continue to stay with your breath and your body, feeling what wants to express through you, coming through as that flower. And you can ask that flower what needs to be healed or changed or released in order for this expression to come through. Fully, in order to allow it's coming alive in you to fully express. And then you can ask, how can you release that? How can you change that? You can be fully who you're here to be. Listen. And then you can ask for a vision of what this will look like. Hello and welcome. You're just joining us. What this will look like when you're fully letting what this is that's coming alive in you to express. What will that look like in your life? Ask that flower in your heart to show you what your life will be like when you're coming fully alive and when this new birth in you, this new springtime inspiration, is allowed to fully express. Listen. Wait for your heart to show you this vision of it coming forth in your life. Breathe into that. Keep feeling your heart. Feeling that earth energy coming up from the earth through your legs and your tailbone into your body and nourishing this flower at your heart, whatever kind of flower it is, and opening to receive the vision of how this is expressing through your life, this springtime energy of your divine self expressing whatever it's here to express in the world now. At this time in your life, how will that come forth? What would that look like? How will you change? How will your life be when you're truly coming alive with your divine essence in the way that it wants to express right now. Deeply into whatever you're experiencing. Maybe you're simply having a feeling. Some people are very visual and you can definitely see images or symbols or a whole scene unfolding, and other people might hear words or thoughts or ideas, and some people just have this feeling that's building in them. You may be able to identify it as a certain emotion, but sometimes it's just a feeling that you can't describe. It's welling up inside of you. It's ready and longs to, now is the time. Spring has sprung. And it's the time just to come out of the inward time of the winter and express this. Express what's grown within us all this time. And now let's just take a few more moments to acknowledge that flower that is blooming in your heart and that vision or that feeling of what's coming alive in you. For this time that we've taken to listen inward, to listen to the divine, and for what has been shared with us within. And it may just be some feeling that started tonight that's going to reveal itself to you over the coming days and weeks as spring grows, as the light increases, as the days lengthen. And I'm going to share with you a prayer by Chinook Psalter from a book called Earth Prayers. And this prayer is for spring. Divine Presence, may we be touched by grace, fascinated and moved by this, your creation, energized by the power of new growth at work in your world. May we move beyond viewing this life only through a frame, but touch it and be touched by it. Know it and be known by it. Love it and be loved by it. May our bodies, our minds, our spirits learn a new rhythm paced by the rhythmic pulse of the whole created order. May spring come to us, be in us, and recreate life in us. Thanks for this blessing. Thanks for this beautiful season that always re-inspires us, fills us with hope and joy in life, reminds us of the beauty that is always all around us and is always within us. Although it may be hidden through the winter, it's there and reveals itself in the spring, and that's true within us. We thank you for this abundance of life and beauty and nourishment that comes forth, shining in the springtime. And so it is. Amen. So you have your eyes closed. You can begin to gently and sweetly open your eyes. Just stay connected to your heart. Springtime energy guides you. new path has begun. It's been initiated. And now these energies are carrying you forth through these new gifts that you're here to offer the world. And maybe you've been offering them for a time, or maybe you'll just be beginning, but we're always beginning again, especially in the springtime. We begin again, and a new path and a new way of sharing our gifts to the world shows up. Thank you for joining me tonight. Happy spring. And you can always join me on my website, awakeningself.com, for more inspiration and my upcoming events. I have a spring retreat in May. I hope you'll join me again here on Awakening Self Radio. It's been a blessing to have you and to share this wonderful energy with you. Take good care. Blessings and namaste.